You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz is called in sick today. He, spoiler alert, told us he was going to do that. Gambling days, these are the two most fun days of the year. And I owe Billy and the audience an apology here because I undercut the beginning of this tournament with my pessimism about replacing the looks like game. Adam McKay was a barrage of texts last night. He wrote a bunch of looks like trying to get the tournament
any
back.
Good ones?
No, he's never been able to make it into the tournament. He did individual ones on each of you guys, if you want me to read any of those. I don't know how good those are. I just got those. So
they're probably not very good.
Well, he's never made the tournament. Him and Mike Schur have never written anything comedically funny enough to make our tournament. And so I didn't support this correctly. I rebelled in the wrong way. So forgive me. And let's do March Sadness now correctly.
Well, forgive us, Dan, because we disappointed you, I would say, seems to be the general consensus here, and the fans, I think. But here's the thing. I think that we didn't roll it out correctly. And for that, I will take the blame, because we thought that we were going to do like a slow rollout where we just like preview a couple, and then that didn't work out on Monday. And then we just like told you what the regions were, and then we just did the play-in games. But you never saw like the full bracket. So we kind of changed something that you liked and then only gave you part of the rest, hoping that you trusted us. And that was our mistake, was trusting you guys. Whoa. So I apologize for putting my faith in trusting the fans, I guess is what I would say here.
Huh.
And also then you just blame Jess for everything, which is like, it seems the way things go. You don't like something, it's Jess's fault. So don't blame Jess. Blame me, if anything.
How did Jess get blamed for anything?
Someone misunderstood a joke I made about Adam McKay and Mike Schur not being funny, which I stand by.
Yeah,
they've never made the tournament. Look, I'm not going to say they're not funny. I you know, but
well, they're submissions
okay.
are, you know.
They have not made the tournament. That's a fact. Our listeners have been, look, those are funny writers. Writing funny is the hardest kind of writing.
Fighters.
But then they thought that I canceled Looks Like because of woke.
I'm here to say that did happen, but we can't publicly blame Jess for that. So
I knew it.
Just blame me. You know what I mean? It's just bad optics if we just blame the woman, even though it's all her fault. But don't blame her. Blame me. I'll wear this one, even though it's her fault. Anyway.
Of course it is.
Want to preview March Sadness here, Dan, or what do you think?
I do. I'm just laughing at the Stray Zagaki, which is one of my favorite characters, because Zagaki hates it so much.
Does he really?
Oh, my God. But how?
He knows about it?
Yeah. Well, not only does he know about it, Mike's a giant University of Miami fan. So imagine Mike pulling up next to Zagaki in like the parking lot 4 hours before
Mike sits right behind him at UM.
Before UM.
He knows that Mike does an impression of him. I don't know if he knows the evolution of this character that has happened this season.
Forgive me. Guys, please, in video, can you just get for me at
your... Oh, boy. This isn't going to help. I know what you're going to ask for. Dan, this isn't going to make it better.
Just put it in the corner somewhere. Zagaki with the sunglasses so that people can see who
sunburned.
We're talking about. It. Well, no, the sunburn from wearing the
burned
sunglasses.
Burned into his sunglasses.
Billy, what people have been asking me the most is when they can vote on this stuff.
I think you can vote now.
Oh.
Well, I mean, the play-in games happen. You should be able to vote on the play-ins. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go around the bracket because, ooh, like, you know, some people were talking, hey, there's the songs region, the Greg Cody region featuring Greg Cody, the club region, and then the region of death, as you know, which is costumes. But if we just go down one of them, people are going to get mad because they're like, why are we listening to songs for 25 minutes? So we're going to start out in the songs region. And the number two song is one that was made for, you know, our dear friend who says that he's never been able to make the tournament. So this was kind of a way that we found for him to make the tournament. Here's Adam McKay's theme song, I guess.
Die. We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. The sky seems to be falling and we're all wondering why. Let's turn on the news and find out how we're gonna die.
A great year for songs. A great year.
Again, he's not very funny.
So that's the number two seed. And this is going up against our number 15 seed, which is a song dedicated to David Samson's 1,000th episode.
Why am I sitting in a ball glove chair? You're the strangest guy alive. Sold a team for about $1 billion. You're not for me, Clive. It's all business, nothing personal, honey. I'm cashing in on this podcasting money. It's time to celebrate 1,000 episodes where I tell you to wait to see. Oh, as I'm running through the tall skyscrapers, got some news that made me go pee-pee. There's a new show in town, Papa Torre finds out, and I'm seething with jealousy. Just put me in the main show feed.
Let's remember that March Sadness is presented by Get Your Guide. Woo! Discover over 100,000 unforgettable travel experiences in the U.S. and around the world at getyourguide.com.
So that's the song regions, Dan. That's a little preview of the song.
The songs
regions
were good this year.
Do you feel better about
this
now? I do.
Yes. Well, the songs. It's the Yeti category, but I'm proud. I'm proud that Yeti hustled his way into a pretty good gig with
us.
We
haven't gotten to the Jeremy chunk of the region, which everyone will love. I'm
less
sure.
Good than Yetis. I think we can all. We can all.
I mean, my God.
Friendly fire.
No, no, you're right, Dan. You're right.
Do you and Jeremy have a thing?
Me and Jeremy have a thing about what?
You don't like Jeremy?
No, but the quality of Yeti as a musician is way better than Jeremy.
I don't mean it as an insult of Jeremy. I don't mean it as an insult of Yeti.
Oh, but you just insult him and then say it's not an insult?
Yeah. No.
I mean, one has to be better.
I don't think
better,
to
guys.
Say LeBron James isn't as good as Michael Jordan
neither
is
of them
an
are
insult
neither of those guys,
to either of them. I know. I think you can be appreciative for both things and think that Yeti's
are
making...
Are you appreciative of Jeremy?
I am, but he's... Yeti's,
where is Jeremy?
Yeti's...
I am, but...
Yeti's but better.
You are?
Yeti's better.
Well, I mean, we'll let the fans decide. Yeah. Go to Twitter and you can vote for
Yeti
it there or Instagram, social
media.
Yeti is a very
good musician, yeah. I agree. But
Dan, this was a region that I thought you would love, which is the Greg Cody region featuring Greg Cody. Here's our number three seed where Greg Cody told us in Las Vegas he doesn't miss his wife.
Top are there any none. Good Greg Cody stories not told by Greg Cody about Greg Cody yeah. before we get him out of here?
I have a couple, but I'm not telling them.
Baby!
That's
yeah,
my
that
guy.
Kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
We don't.
No, I'm quiet. You know what? I hadn't left the hotel until last night. I'm a very quiet man.
Yes.
You know, I'm a married man. I don't cheat on my wife, despite that gratuitous line back in
that
my
you
day.
That you wrote.
That I wrote. You know, I wish you were here, my wife. I really miss her. No, I don't. That's the thing about being married. You know, you're not allowed to say, I don't miss my wife. I've been gone 2 days. I haven't been gone long enough to miss my wife. I'm sorry. I call her.
You
I'm
just
on the
said
phone
you
with
do
her for
miss
30
her.
Seconds. You know, that what am I? Hello. Well. All right. All right. We'll see you. All right. And then, you know, I'm going to see her in 2 days. I was jumping Charlie. Good. And that's it.
That kind of thing.
Exactly. That kind of thing.
So you miss her or you don't miss her?
I
make up
have
your mind.
To pretend. Oh, I miss you. You know, I wish you were here. You know, but no, I mean, come on.
Yeah, no.
I've been married for like 40 years, 43 years. Why? I'm allowed to be away from my wife. And you know what? She doesn't miss me, I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. It's a break for her. She's on vacation without me there. Are you kidding me?
And you know it.
Baby, and you know it. And you know it.
They were...
Three seed.
They were eating out of the palm of his hand. Oh,
he
my
crushed
God.
It in Vegas,
he
man.
Was so happy. That's a three seed. We got two things better than that.
Yeah, that's going up against the 14 seed where Greg Cody's talking about Cheez-Its.
I've become infatuated with Cheez-Its. Instantly, it's become my favorite snack. I'm not exaggerating. I spent 15 minutes going up and down my potato chip snack aisle three different times, slowly scrutinizing every bag looking for Cheez-Its, could not find them. Left thinking that my store just doesn't carry Cheez-Its. My wife tells me, oh, dummy, they're on the cracker aisle.
Right. Yeah.
They also come in a box. So
yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, Cheez-Its should be on the potato chip aisle with bagged snacks.
But they're not potato chips.
And they're not bagged.
They're crackers.
They're bagged.
They're right. Not bagged.
They're in
bags. They're in a box.
Yeah.
Cheez-Its are in a bag.
In a bag. In a bag.
In a box. In a box.
Yeah, there's a box around the bag.
They should be in the snack aisle. Everybody within the sound of my voice is nodding like a bobblehead agreeing with
well, people. Literally everyone in here is disagreeing with Cheez-Its. You, though. Even me, which is
all right. The audio is one thing, but Jessica, can you please help me make that go viral on TikTok?
I can try. We've actually had a fair number of viral TikToks.
Really?
Yes, if you're not following
this
us
is
on TikTok.
Visually funny. My God, without context, why is he wearing that? What is that that he's wearing?
He had to dress like a lion, I believe. So he was dressed like a lion. He had
excellent.
A lion hat
All right, I've come around on this bracket.
Well, we haven't even gotten to your favorite region, which is the bracket of death, Dan, or the region of death, where you're the number four seed, where you dressed up as Nacho Libre. Yeah.
I'm the number four seed.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I saw of this category is that that Stugatz was a one seed as Rocky, which was just putting on a hoodie, which enraged me, which is what soured me on everything we were doing here, if I'm being totally honest.
Why?
Because you did that.
No,
you made Stugatz
no,
as Rocky a one seed.
No,
it's my fault.
Yeah, Jess did it.
It's always my fault.
And so this is a four seed.
Yeah, it's Nacho Libre.
It says, I would say, I know we always tell you, you look great in these things. I think this was the peak for you.
You haven't said that today.
No.
Well, you don't look good today.
I mean, Ted Lasso has not been a hit.
And no one has ever worn a visor more poorly than you. It doesn't look like a visor on your head. I know, but if you pull it down, it blocks your eyes, so that's probably why. But it's just...
You look kind of like Jamie Kennedy in Malibu's Most Wanted with the visor. Little bit.
Put that in the picture-in-picture, please. What else? What is Nacho Libre playing again?
So that's the four seed going up against number 13 seed Stugatz when he dressed as Kirk Cousins with a chain on, but he was also hiding amongst different trees because he didn't want to actually show what he looked like completely shirtless. And you can vote on all of these categories.
If Stugatz beats Dan here, I might quit.
Well, it's fan voting. I wouldn't say that.
Don't do that.
You're going to have people vote against you.
He took his shirt off and put a chain on.
Stugatz always wins, and he will win all of this as well, and Billy will lament it and cause it.
Wait. If whoever the opposite of what you said
wins,
I'll quit.
Don't you offer. Well, okay.
So we'll see who wants people to quit more. It's probably pretty split between you and me, Chris.
I've never been more hated.
Remember, I'm sitting here too, so...
Roy is the mystery third option.
Yeah. Where?
If it's 50-50, Roy quits.
That's probably bound to happen, too.
How do we get Tony to quit?
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Don Levitard.
This is largely performative, but we need to establish at least some reasonable doubt. Yes, exactly.
He's more than you do.
Stugatz.
I always like leaving Dan on time. Because he's so vulnerable, I just unfairly fade down the chickens and just leave him by himself.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
If you guys want to coach me up here because you've been making fun of my look and the visor and everything else on what the thing is that you think I need to say to produce me up to say the Ohtani thing that gets me railing against the thing as everyone tries to get into the algorithm saying the thing about the thing, wearing this outfit. If we need to straighten out my mustache, what it is you think I should say in order to reach the masses with they want their instantaneous Ohtani news, I'm here for suggestions.
Here's the thing, Dan. You're kind of dressed like every other sports radio host in the world right now. So it's not really like, oh, it's Dan just kind of dressed normal. Even though you don't dress like that, people will distinguish, like, obviously Stugatz is like a cartoon character who wears the same thing every single day.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be like, oh, look, Dan's in costume.
So what you're saying is this makes it less clear than it ought to be that I'm just not sports radio person pontificating old-timey judgments on that bad boy from baseball.
Yeah, like the hat kind of like Birao. You have like the shirt that's
great.
A little baggy.
The visor's not great.
You know, like,
I need your help with something as a crew because we've been a bit Roadhouse obsessed as a show, a nostalgic show, Roadhouse. Somehow, even Roy wants to talk about Roadhouse, a Patrick Swayze classic about can you guys get for me the description of Roadhouse, just that is the official description because it's ridiculous. And now people are very excited about the return of that movie. But before we do that. Your level of excitement is what, Roy, about this ridiculous Roadhouse movie?
The new Roadhouse movie, absolutely zero. Wow. Zero. Because you can't remake the original Roadhouse, man. Right. That's a classic.
Mine is a million, Dan. I am super excited for
the complete
movie.
Opposite back here.
Yes, the complete opposite. Mine's infinity, actually.
You is it because Conor McGregor is on steroids and it's just basically allegedly guys who kick ass is
I
what
love,
this yes, movie is going to be now.
Absolutely. I love fighting. I love people getting thrown off boats, getting sidekicked off boats, people getting their throats ripped out like the original Roadhouse. But now we add Jake Gyllenhaal, who's a down on his luck UFC fighter, but they actually have him in a UFC octagon. They shut down like a complete UFC card to have this happen. So they filmed that. He looks great and he's kicking ass. All of a sudden, Conor McGregor's there. He's the bad guy. One thing, you cannot replace Dalton Patrick Swayze. You can't. But we're going to try really hard with Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm really excited about this. It came out today. I'm torn, Dan, because it's like, do I go home and watch the tournament and tell my wife I'm working because I'm watching the tournament, you know, because we got the show tomorrow? Or do I watch Roadhouse?
It's for work, too.
It is. Well, that is true. Either way, I'm covered.
Ex-UFC fighter Dalton takes a job as a bouncer at a Florida Keys Roadhouse, only to discover
that, always happens,
that this
Dan,
paradise
you know that.
Is not all it seems.
He got me. I'm in because I've been to those dive bars. Alabama Jack's down on I don't want to get too deep into it, Dan.
Data
you know
dathering.
Nah. He's falling apart today. What happened,
we're
Tony?
We're still gathering data.
That's what's happening? You said, Chris will tell you, those are hard to come back from. Those
no,
are,
I'm good.
Yeah, words.
No matter what your confidence level
we're,
is.
We're still in gather data. That's AI. That wasn't even me last segment. Doesn't matter. What I was going to say is I don't want to incriminate myself in certain places that I've been. Alabama Jacks, you know.
You said the name of the place.
Big Chill, place down there.
Big Chill, Jimmy Johnson's bar? That is not a Roadhouse type bar.
Depends on the time of day you go, Dan.
Come on, that's laid back vibes. What are you talking
you've never
about?
Been there. You've never been
no,
to the times I've been
don't
there.
You don't know what the Margaritaville in Key
that,
West
now,
is
wait
like,
a minute.
Right? After
that is
hours.
Some, that is some bullshit bravado from you right there. That is just, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
It's a tiki goddamn bar. Don't
it
make
is,
that a
until
Roadhouse.
It isn't.
What is that?
Until it isn't.
That means
until,
nothing.
Until some bad people walk in and you got to regulate. That's why you need a Dalton to make sure that
regulate.
People don't.
Yeah. You Warren G.
That's right. Regulators mount up.
The Big Chill has been getting it done for 20 years in Tavernier. Jimmy Johnson runs that whole place, runs that whole town. Old style mafioso from Miami who moved his life out there.
We gotta do a show on him.
I will not. Yes, absolutely. And I will not disparage that place. It is a cathedral.
No disparagement. I love the Big Chill.
No, but the people there are Jimmy Johnson's age, and they're pulling down Heinekens, and they're not bar fighting like Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse, who was just a movie about bodyguards. Not being overrun by the town.
We're looking at the Big Chill right now. This is
no,
pretty delightful.
See, what you don't see is closer towards the bay.
No.
There's a little tiki hill that's on the water. Some people drink a little bit too much, and you gotta hit them with a whoosh.
Show a picture of it at night. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
Tony.
Hogs Heaven, Dan, know. You ever, right there. That's exactly
delightful.
What I'm talking about. No, right there. Back in those, you see where to the right, where the single tables are, there's a lot of malfeasance that goes on.
I mean,
Dan, you ever been to Hogs Heaven? They have to regulate at Hogs Heaven.
Oh, Hogs Heaven.
Dan, you have to kick ass at Hogs Heaven, Dan.
Time to throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless. Here is something we like to call reckless speculation.
Don't even get me started on the Tiki Hut. The Tiki Hut, you have to get there by boat. They're obviously redoing it right now, so you can't actually get there. But when they did have it open, you have to make sure that you got your head on a swivel, Dan. Roundhouse kicks are needed at the Tiki Hut, at Stewart's, at all these places. You need to have your head on a swivel just to... Stop! Hold on. The camera missed it again. I'm going to do it sidekick.
Careful,
here we go.
Jess.
You ready? Hog Heaven. Stop! Oh. Right there. Hog's Heaven, dude. If you don't have your head on a swivel at Hog's Heaven, good luck.
This feels to me like when A-Rod said Kendall was the hood.
Oh, wow.
I don't feel like you know what you're talking about. This is a lovely fishing bar area. Just it is delightful.
When was the last time you were down there, Dan?
Oh, boy.
I want you to answer
me. You know what?
When was the last time you were at Hog's Heaven?
Dan gets invited to his house. He doesn't go to Big Chill.
You know what? I have been there. In the last 10 years, I've been there, I'm going to say, 5 times.
Wow. That's a lot.
What?
I drive by it often and stop there. I think I had a private... A private meeting one time there with Greg Cody, your father, in which
I remember
him,
that. Yep.
I complained to him about how entitled everyone in our environment was, and he agreed and said, yes, everyone but me.
At Hog Heaven, wow. This happened?
Well,
Hog's
you're
Heaven.
At a tropical bar in the Keys.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. You didn't think that you don't think I go to a tropical bar in the Keys? It's not, it's toward the Keys. It's not the Keys is 3.5 hours away. This is about 90
it's
minutes
Key
away,
Largo.
And
this
the drive is
Largo.
Lovely. Yeah, the drive is lovely.
I imagine someone brings the keys to you.
The keys to the Keys?
No, like they bring you the keys. Like you just look at Miami Beach and then all of a sudden, like, what the hell is that island? It's like, that's Isla Mirada. We brought it for Dan.
Folks, from the maker, from the makers of...
We're still in gather data.
We bring you... Shit.
You idiot!
You shit.
Alabama Jack's down on I was going to sit down on card sound, but I'm talking to people that don't know what I'm talking about.
Alabama
say,
Jack's down on
card sound. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. Go sit in the family box.
Wow!
I feel like I should go, too.
I'm trying to keep people safe in Key Largo, Isla Mirada, and the like.
Can I say something? Today's not the day CBS Sports Network to be airing old games, okay? You're confusing the hell out of me because a game just tipped off and I thought that we were live.
No, I was
live. But we're not. We're watching a first four from God knows when, earlier this week, I guess, and it's starting right before the real game starts. Now's not the time for this. I have a confession to make, and I feel like I don't want to make it on air, and Jess knows what I'm talking about. Is this something I should reveal on air? It's about my brackets, Dan.
I think you should reveal it on air.
So there's bracket competitions going on now, tournaments, if you will. I don't know if you do.
Including ours on LebitardAF.com. You have about an hour now, even though this will get released after, probably.
Let's do this.
Never mind, you missed it.
Hold on. Let's do this. Executive producer, let's do this.
In theory, I was spot on. We're recording this at 11. I'm like, folks, you got an hour.
Listen,
hurry up.
You've had a sterling record today. Let's get this out as fast as possible.
He did? He has?
yes, of awful. Yes, you saw what he just did. He grabbed the show and he said, I got it. I'll spin the plates over here. And then they collided into each other.
Hit Alt instead of space
Billy, bar. Because the time has been poorly managed today by our executive producer, Are we too late in the call to action right now, telling people right now it's not too late to get involved in this tournament where we're going to be playing against you, and there's going to be a merch sadness is going to be adjacent to it, and merch madness is going to be adjacent to it. Now's the time, right, for people to go do this?
Well, now's the time in real time. Depending on when you're listening to this, you may already be too late. Like, if it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon and you're at the gym, sorry, bud, you missed it. But
and that's my fault. I
yeah, just
put the episodes
did that.
Out sooner. And I should have told True TV, hold.
Exactly right. Anyway, so I'm going to actually take advantage of the fact that there's a chance that a lot of these tournaments are already closed. And I want to tell you something that I did, because I feel like a terrible person. And I don't normally. I do bad things, but I don't feel bad about a lot of them because I justify it in the name of my own entertainment, right?
Yeah, you are not generally remorseful, I find. You don't do a lot in the way of regret.
Life choices, I make a lot of regrets. But in terms of, like, misbehaviors, sometimes I think, you know what? That was funny at the
time.
You
amuse yourself. Yeah, you did this earlier.
Who better than me to make laugh? You know what I mean? That's what I say.
Yes, you did it when we were talking to Gustavo earlier.
Someone needed to translate that. I mean, I wasn't just going to hang him out there to dry. You know what I mean? Anyway, so...
Literally what you did.
Here's the thing. We had Austin Eckler on. He's a new Washington Commander, Dan, and he's been good to us over the years, and he has a charity tournament going on, so we wanted to participate in that. Now, there is a donation required to participate in that, which, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, I was like, oh, I'm a little steep. But I said, it's all for a good cause. Austin's done so much for us. And if you want to go, you can go to eckerfoundation.org if you want to just be nice and donate to his foundation.
Except it's probably too late.
Well, you can always donate to a foundation, I think. And I'm assuming you can get a tax, you know, whatever. Anyways, so as part of it, there's prizes for first place, second place, third place, fourth place. And then there's also...
Like for biggest donations, you're saying?
No. For like how the brackets play out. There's all these prizes for if you win, you can go to March Madness this next year, whatever, right? But there's also a prize for the worst bracket, which is an autographed Austin Eckler jersey. And old Billy Gill thought, if I pick all 16 seeds, I can have the worst bracket. And I can pay $50 and maybe walk out of here with an autographed jersey. And I felt like a despicable human being picking
that's pretty good.
Every single that's 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. But I did it. And I did it in four regions. And then when there's the tiebreaker where you pick the score to see who the winner is, I picked the score of 1-0 because there's no chance that that's the score. So I have to have the worst bracket. And the best part about March Madness is I still won't. Because someone will have a worse
that's
bracket
right.
than that, even intending to completely tank
that's
this
right.
and win
right.
a jersey.
There will be a couple of upsets that
they have
you will
Purdue
be the person.
The national championship.
If a single 16 makes it to the second round, I'm screwed.
That's correct. A purposely bad bracket is going to be better than...
I may win. Yeah.
People are going to play against us. This is what's going to happen. It's what we're doing right now, but it's already too late. Right now, but it's already too late.
Maybe.
Right now. Right now.
Depends. Thanks, Jess.
How is that a 16 seed, by the way? The right now is a classic canon that we use on the show, inside the show, outside the show. How is it a 16 seed?
All right, we're going to update more of the tournament. We've got to get people excited about this thing. Fed Lasso has
sounds so excited.
Behaved poorly. Well, because Tony just told me I look like every sports media person.
It was a great line.
I look like Popeye the Sailor with a dyed brown mustache, and I'm trying to say a thing about Ohtani so that we.
You look more like Popeye's nemesis. What's that guy's
Pluto.
Name?
Pluto.
I do look. You know what?
How do you know that guy's
name? I do.
Because he's the okay.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dan Le Batard.
Sports.
Stugatz.
More sports.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
So it's technically too late probably for most people listening to this later on the exercise bike or whatever, or running through their neighborhood or at a job late at night. It's too late for them to participate with us in what the fun of today and these next couple of days of gambling is, as we talk about a gambling scandal. And this is one of the biggest gambling days of the year. And it's basically, I know nothing about anybody, but I think my team's going to win by 5 points because we've got somebody in the post who could turn around and jumper every once in a while. And I don't care whether we're any good or not. I could just gamble money on the games. We're in the middle of that right now. And I wanted to ask everybody now, because I don't know if we're going to do more songs from our March Sadness bracket. But I, every day around here, have some bit of news that ends up appearing where I'm like, man, that makes me feel ancient. And baseball yesterday had a pitching change where Joe Torre was ceremoniously brought out to make a pitching change in spring training. And I'm like, who's that for? That the nostalgia of that, the nostalgia of Joe Torre, champion Yankees, spring training, regal old manager. He's going to come out here and say, this pitcher's not good enough anymore. Give me the ball. Go back to the dugout. All of this is dumb.
He honestly looks the same as when he left us.
Yeah. Well, he's still here.
When he left baseball. I'm saying when he left baseball. Like it's not like he looks much older. He looked that old when he managed.
Jessica, why are you laughing? Because of how stupid all of this is?
Lewis said that one of those guys looks like Tony, and now we need to watch the video again, because I think he meant the pitcher. That guy?
No,
it does not look like
55? Okay.
That somebody out there looked like Tony, and you thought it was a good idea to repeat something Lewis said.
Well, you thought it was a good idea to ask me what was funny.
Well, you were laughing because you were laughing in the middle of what I thought was our conversation.
Jess, it's my fault.
It's all your fault.
It's my fault.
Dan, you want to feel old? You know who the point guard for the TCU Horned Frogs is?
Joe Torre.
Jameer Nelson Jr.
Oh.
That one hurt you, Roy?
Yeah.
Do we have music that we can play that every day will just come out with some old thing that we talk about?
Well, you thought you were kind of feeling young today, but it turns out you're so old.
When the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz first aired, Greg Cody was 9 days shy of his 87th birthday. Now kick rocks and tell us more about just how old you are.
Jeremy's better. I read a story that made me laugh. You'll appreciate this, Roy, the other day, because I did not know this story, that the last pitch of Bob Gibson's career, back when baseball was baseball and Bob Gibson was the most intimidating of pitchers because he threw 100 miles an hour and everyone else threw 84. Bob Gibson allowed a grand slam to Pete LeCocq on the last pitch that he threw of his career. And 10 years later at an old-timers game at Wrigley Field, the first time that LeCocq stepped in, Gibson beamed him.
Hell yeah. Of course. Things that make guys say hell yeah. That's it right there.
LeCocq?
Beaming no. LeCocq.
Yeah.
This segment doesn't work.
What? Is it the guitar riff?
I do want to every day, though, bring in something like Joe Torre. Does that mean anything to you? Billy, you could go baseball nostalgic. The Yankees, you don't care about the Yankees.
But I hate the Yankees and Joe Torre.
The Yankees used to be a thing.
Yeah. That's why they have to bring out Joe Torre, because they're not a thing anymore. They used to be. So, like, hey, what do we do? How do we keep Yankees fans interested? Let's bring out Joe Torre, who, by the way, has a position with the commissioner's office.
Yeah,
so
that should
what
be a conflict
are you
of interest.
Doing dressing in one of your team's uniforms, coming out and acting on behalf of that team? They should fire him. This is bigger than the Ohtani thing.
Are the Yankees not a thing anymore?
I mean, amongst Yankees fans, but they're all idiots.
Is baseball a thing? Baltimore's better. Tampa's better. Toronto has been as good the last couple of years. Boston, the Yankees don't matter anymore. Yankees are spending, but that division is upside down. And everyone knows that Baltimore's young players are going to make them good for 10 years because they've won the finances of the game. So the Yankees are going to try and spend their way to a Soto here and there. But you don't care about the Yankees the way that you used to, Billy, right?
Nah.
They're not as relevant to you. Baseball, you still love baseball, but what the Yankees meant, what Joe Torre meant the last time that the Yankees were everything the Yankees were supposed to be, he doesn't mean anything to you anymore? Yankees don't mean anything to you anymore?
Is he even a good manager? I mean, he had all-star teams every year. How do we know he was
one of the best managers ever?
Because of the team that he had. What did he do before that? You know what I mean?
He had dead last teams before that.
He was welcomed into town as Loser Joe by the tabloids.
Oh, it's so hard to win with Derek Jeter and Jorge Posada and Scott Brosius.
That's right. He just named Scott Brosius was a terror throughout the postseason.
I don't think any of those guys were like top prospects, though.
No, none of those guys were even...
No, they were shitty players, actually, now that we talk about it. No one thinks that any of the players on the Yankees were ever any good.
They were good in the playoffs.
Only because they had Joe Torre, apparently. He really said something in those meetings that everything clicked, and all of a sudden, everyone became a Hall of Fame around old Joe Torre. Did you see Stanton yesterday?
Hit he looks
three,
thin.
He hit three home runs that like added up to like 1,400 feet or something like that combined. Like, he hit the ball so far. He's still so good, even being super skinny. He's still so good.
Wait, what do you mean super skinny? Yeah, he's lost. He's skinnier.
Yeah, he's a little skinnier.
Skinny Stanton now.
That yeah.
That doesn't add up to me.
What
I
do you mean?
I don't like that.
Hold on. Get your board.
I have too much. I can fix something here.
Dan
probably hates the Yankees the most, being a Rays guy. You're a big Rays guy.
Well,
you
but
I'm watching this year.
You were a Yankees fan growing up, weren't you? You reek of I had the Yankees fandom in me.
Dad was a Mets fan.
I'm sniffing around here.
I think it was Mets, Billy.
I'm getting to the bottom of something here.
Billy's got me.
Oh!
He's got me in the corner. Billy.
Caso cerrado! Billy. That's how you do it, Tony.
Billy, that was a betrayal. I trust you, Billy.
I didn't know.
I trust you. No, Billy, something you sniffed smelled, me out.
Something was amiss.
You sniffed me out.
Mister.
I will tell you where my first allegiance resides, and I'm ashamed of it. It's hard for me to admit. A friend of mine was cousins with Bucky Dent growing up in 1976 Hialeah, when Bucky Dent was hitting home runs as Hialeah's own. Yeah.
Bucky Dent hit home runs.
at Hialeah's own, Bucky Dent. And because they were cousins, I had an adjacent to sports, and I Stugatz my way into fandom by just being near someone who was the famous shortstop for the New York Yankees. That's where my sports fandom began. I'm ashamed to say it. Because
happens.
We didn't have sports in Miami other than football, and the team trained in Fort Lauderdale. The Yankees trained in Fort Lauderdale. So we didn't have anything else, and that's where sports allegiances began for me. I'm ashamed to admit
it's okay.
Don't
Dan,
feel too bad. Yeah,
it's okay.
It's all right.
It hurts. Don't worry about it. It's self-loathing. I've done nothing but rip Yankee fans all my life. It's self-loathing. And you sniffed it out and you embarrassed me here in front of people now.
Well, my family grew up as Mets fans because when they came from Cuba, they went to New York for a little bit. And there was no Miami team. There was no baseball team. They lived in New York, so they were Mets fans for a little bit until the Marlins came around. And then they became Marlins fans. But some members of my family still pretend that they're Mets fans, even having no idea what's going on with the Mets, which I don't understand at all.
That's a big caveat for a lot of Cubans down here because the Marlins obviously didn't come until 93. So there's a lot of teams that had to be fans.
It was
a lot
Braves,
of teams that had to
though,
be fans of the teams.
Of TBS, a lot of
Braves fans. Yeah, my dad is a Dodger fan for some reason because that's the...
Braves were the advent of cable television. Oh, baseball games from out of market.
I used to love watching Braves games, even as a Marlins fan.
I hate the game of the week on NBC.
Yeah. Hated the Braves. God, I hate more teams that I like. Well, obviously, because you only have one team that you should like, but I love to hate people and
but
teams.
Billy, up until recently, it was the best route to hate the Braves because they always were good and they never won. Like, I know now they've won a World Series, but it was just so great in the 90s when they were one of the best teams but could never win the whole thing.
I have a question for you guys because I explained this to my wife and she's like, what are you talking about? So the other day, I was watching the late game. I think it was Warriors, whoever, doesn't matter.
You were working.
Yeah, I was working.
It was the Knicks.
Warriors-Knicks, yes. And I was like, babe, don't turn off the TV. I want to go to sleep listening to the play-by-play. And she's like, why?
That's
I'm like,
weird.
So I know what's happening. Like, I'm going to fall asleep, but at least I can hear Curry with the three, this and that or whatever. And it reminds me to the time back when I was a younger kid, 8, 9, 10 years old, early, late 90s, early 2000s, where I would fall asleep to the radio play of like a West Coast game. What? And maybe it's just because my dad was doing the same
thing.
In
the 60s, did you? We're talking
like,
about here.
As a kid, I would listen to the radio.
No, you didn't listen to the radio like in the 90s and the 2000s?
Yeah, when I was in the car. I wasn't like at my
I'm
house. Like,
that,
we would always listen to the radio and turn the TV broadcast down.
Yeah.
I still do it for what? Games.
Thank you.
I am guessing that that Tony's childhood included a father who was about my age listening to Yankee games on AM radio. That's how you went to sleep with your dad playing. It was his radio station, probably.
Maybe.
Where you went to sleep as a kid listening to Yankee games on AM radio because your dad was listening.
Listen to like Boise State versus like Hawaii ESPN broadcast on like 790, but like 2002. But I would listen to it and fall asleep to it. And my wife found it the weirdest thing
that
I would listen to the broadcast.
To NBA games or whatever is on late. every single night. Like, I didn't know that was a weird thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought everyone just fell asleep with the TV on listening to sports. Yeah.
I wonder if Tony, if this soothes him and puts him to sleep. His dad was listening to so much sports radio as a child that Tony's earliest childhood memories connecting to sleep and his father are old games on the radio.
They are. They are. Like old baseball games, old football games.
It's like Pavlov's dog. If you play an old radio game of the Yankees, he just starts snoring.
Do you guys set the timer on your TV?
Yes.
There's nothing worse than a timer going off before you've decided it's time to go to bed. Then you have to turn it on and then do it again. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
I'm going to set it like 90 minutes.
Yeah. I sometimes outwake that.
Wow.
You can be in bed.
You're like Tracy Morgan.
With the lights off for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan.
It's a good enough game of, you know, the Warriors and the Knicks, then yeah, sure.
It was a good game.
I mean, the Knicks won.
Can I see the Tracy Morgan video that you guys can't stop talking about, please?
You look good, bud.
Always good. Thank you, baby.
You do. You look great. Yeah. How are you staying in shape these days?
Well, that's Ozempic.
Oh.
Yeah, but I've learned to eat. I ate Ozempic. I gained 40 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I gained 40.
I never heard anyone gaining 40
pounds. Absolutely.
That was such a classic late night. Like, Jimmy knew what he had. He knew he had a bit on Ozempic. He's like, hey, you're staying in shape, man. We clearly talked about this before the show. How are you staying in shape?
That's my fault.
People get mad at Jimmy Fallon for the fake over laughter. Him and Stugatz could go out it a little bit on fake over laughter around celebrities. I think it is almost what's most known at this point about Jimmy Fallon if people are looking for a reason to not like him, which they are because he represents the fall of late night television and a once great product that got eaten up by the internet.
Just like Stugatz.
AI Stugatz is still the best thing we do.
It's pretty good. I could host a show for 30 years with just that.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.